Nobody can say there's not enough events on when you have 64 in that period of time.
No, that's right, Miles. And even the way, it, you know, the 5Ks and athletics has gone in general now, there's really no close season as such.
No.
But traditionally, we always start the Grand Prix with the Northwest 10K. That's always the one that kicks it off for us. And as you say then, it runs right on through the rest of the year on it.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of opportunity for people to partake, and I suppose if one looks down through it, one will find that it's not all 5Ks as it used to be. There are a variety of distances now.
Yeah, we've noticed that in recent times now, as you say. The majority of the races used to be 5K, bar that Northwest one that started it all off.
Mm-hmm.
But we see now there's 10-mile races coming in. There's half marathon, which is the Donegal Marathon, half marathon, which is the 20th of August, one of the bigger ones. And you're right, now people are looking for different challenges. And I think the different groups have responded to that and put the events on to suit what people are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Big numbers turning out.
There is. There's certain events that attract big numbers. And then you have a lot of events too that may be community-based, where there are festivals, you know, and they're just interested in putting it on for their locals and whatever else they can pick up. So we have a good variety of different events that happen.
Are the standards improving, Brendan?
It's starting to creep up again. There was a number of years that it was more about just participation than you know, quality as such.
Mm-hmm.
But we've noticed now again in recent times that, you know, I suppose it had to happen with so many events that the standard is starting to come back again. So a good race now would be where you get good standard as well as good numbers.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that might lead to people going out, okay, maybe they're just doing it for fun, but if they have intentions of doing reasonably well, they might say, well, I'm not as good as other people, and maybe the numbers might start to drop off again because of that.
I don't think so anymore, because I think people do realise that, you know, if they go to an event, there's also the lead runners, but there's also people doing it for fun and trying to beat their own time. And what you notice is a bit of banter between people where they try to beat one another. They have their own little contest and a bit of slagging going on in between themselves on it.
What about the age profile of the people that are involved in these races?
Well, again, that's a big range. You know, we have a lot of races that cater for the juvenile, you know, which is from sort of 16 to 19 for that junior section. And it goes right up to the over 60s mark on it. We've one guy in particular, Desmond Bromley, that comes down from Belfast to a lot of our races, and he's over the 70 mark. Last year he set himself a target to do 70 races in the year because of his age, and he finished it off, started it off in Donegal and finished it off in Donegal, which we were delighted for him.
Uh-huh. Are there prizes for, you know, well, the individual competition probably, but overall, what's the story?
Yeah, well, as you say, each individual race would have their own prize category, but the Grand Prix is sponsored by Brian McCormick Sports and Leisure. So what we do there is everybody scores in their top 15 events, and we have prizes for the male open, female open, the over 40 master men and over 40 master women.
Okay, so you're entitled to run, well, you have to run 15, do you? Or is it
not necessarily, you can run as many as you like.
Yeah.
If you only do 10, obviously you'll only score in 10.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is most of the people that's in the running for the overall system will run maybe 20 or 30 races.
Mm-hmm.
And they only score then, though, in their top 15.
And how does the scoring go?
It starts 20 points for the first place, and then 18 down as far as 15 for the top five in each section.
Oh, and all races are of equal value as such?
They are indeed. Everybody that's part of the Grand Prix, yeah, you only get the same points for whatever race you compete in.
Mm-hmm. How do you apply? It's run under the Donegal Athletic County Board auspices?
Yeah, well, as we say now, we have 64 already on board on it, so they would have applied prior to this, and most of the dates would have been preset from other years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we have just collected all that together now and have launched the Grand Prix just recently.
So if somebody out there said, oh, I didn't realise that you had to apply, are they too late to get into the Grand Prix itself?
It's too late now to be part of the Grand Prix as such, but we encourage people to still come through the Donegal Athletics Board, get a permit for the race, and what that does is gives a year of running an event and then be ready for the Grand Prix for the following year.
Okay. Are they covered by insurance, or how does insurance work in relation to the Grand Prix?
Oh, every group would have their own insurance. The clubs obviously go through Athletics Ireland for the insurance, mm-hmm. and different schools or festivals would have their own insurance through whatever body they're affiliated to.
Mm-hmm. And what's the story on timing? Some chip time, others not?
Yeah, again, it's up to each individual race. They organise their own timing and stewards and organisation that way. The Donegal Athletic Board will always give assistance and advice, and indeed we have a template there for people to use. So, you know, most groups avail of that, mm-hmm. and we help them out as much as we can on it.
You're involved in the national scene as well, Brendan. How does Donegal compare with other counties in relation to this type of running?
Well, the model we have now is envied all over the country, actually, because they don't seem to have the same sort of control over the races and dates, with races clashing, and even the whole advertisement and even the sponsorship that we have for the Grand Prix is, as I say, it's envied all over the country, really.
Mm-hmm. And in relation to the sponsorship, obviously important that somebody has come on board to put in some money to allow you people to coordinate it.
Yeah, without that, really, you know, we couldn't do it. You know, that enables us to give the prizes and also the bib numbers and the support that we give to each race. Mm-hmm. So we're delighted that Brian McCormick again has come on board and sponsored the event for another year.
And I'm sure it's important that you coordinate the timing of the races with what's happening nationally as well.
We do, and it's difficult to do that in one sense, because everybody, you know, picks a date that they think's the best date. So there is at times be some clashes, but that's our job to try and, you know, regulate the dates and try and work with people to not have events on the same day, mm-hmm. and try and spread them out a bit like that.
So what advice have you for all those organisers out there that scratching their head as to how they're going to run their event?
Yeah, again, if anybody needs help, they can contact any member of the Donegal Athletic Board. Probably always the best place to start is with your local club, because they'll have the expertise, they'll have people in within their club that have done many events, and they're the best people to get the advice from.
Have you noticed a big number of increased membership in the various clubs around the county?
At the moment, not so much. There's a lot of, I suppose, run for fun clubs and, you know, groups doing Couch to 5K and so on. So eventually, I think those will, you know, start to join clubs in the local area. And again, hopefully their kids then will join clubs and follow suit as their parents are doing.
Mm-hmm. Nationally, well, you might have heard, I was speaking to Patsy earlier, you know, a high-performance person appointed. How in general would you see that athletics going in Ireland?
Yeah, I think that is a very positive move from Paul McNamara, because Paul knows the Irish scene so well, and I think it's a good appointment for Athletics Ireland. He also knows all the local coaches, and I think he has a good rapport with those. So I think, you know, that's going to be a positive step for Athletics Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Do athletics, do the overall board need to do more for younger athletes coming through?
Well, there can be a lot of concentration sometimes on younger athletes. It's the age group where they come out of juvenile and progressing into senior. You know, that's the area that we seem to lose them at. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the area that a lot of sort of work needs to go into, and a bit of support as they go to college, or even sometimes they go away to college. You know, it's keeping track of those and making sure their needs are catered for, mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to keep them within the sport.
You're heavily involved in the national scene down there at the National Championship, the Indoor Championship there. You're heavily involved. But Donegal people in general are very much involved. They seem to be maybe even leading what's happening in national athletics.
You're right. There's a lot of people from Donegal. I suppose if you want to be sort of leading it out, you have to put yourself forward. And we've seemingly done that in Donegal, with Patsy on board and the likes of Teresa McDade and coaching, and now a friend of your own, John Cronin, who's head of competition. We have a good history of people being involved at the high level.
Yeah, and of course Paddy Murray did a lot of work over many years. We claim him as a Donegal man, of which he is, but he was involved with Clonliffe for many years.
Yeah, well, obviously Paddy is in Dublin for years, but we still consider him as a Donegal man. When we need votes at high level, we depend on Paddy, all right.
Yeah.
And of course John now too, living in Tullamore, but I think most people consider him as a Donegal man Donegal. Still.
Yeah, I don't think that when you're a Donegal man, you are a Donegal man, you stay a Donegal man.
That's it, exactly.
So looking good for Donegal Athletics, plenty of opportunity for people out there to get on board, to get a bit of training done and compete at their own level.
Yeah, I think that's the message, and it's the message of these Grand Prix races. You know, that it's a bit of fun, a bit of crack, and also taking the health benefits into it as well.
Brendan, appreciate you coming in, Easter Sunday and all that. I'm not sure whether you've eaten the egg or whether it's ahead of you, but no
eggs if you're in serious training like me.
Well, exactly. Very good. All right, Brendan, thank you very much. Thank you. That's Brendan McDade there, coordinator of the Donegal Grand Prix, which kicks off with...